From the Lord, I believe He'll give you exactly that. And I know for me, I need a touch from the Lord. You know, I need a refilling. And you know, you get filled with the Holy Ghost, but there's many refillings of the Holy Ghost. And I think that's something somehow people forget. You know, the refilling, because it's a fight. You know, we live in the darkest age that there's ever been is right now. And so, if you ask yourself, why am I struggling so bad? That's why, because we live in the darkest age. But there, we are a victorious church. If we'll come, God's provided way. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Amen. You are a victorious church. Amen. Yeah. I want to speak to you this on a thought this morning on a hidden power projected. Hidden power projected. And she'll have these on the multimedia. Let's go right to the scriptures. It's St. Matthew chapter 24, verses 40 through 51. And let's pray that the Lord would just help me to get myself out of the way. And if you will pull, I believe God will give you exactly what you have need of today. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be you also ready, for in such an hour as in you think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in that hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you know I'm very nervous this morning in my flesh. Lord, I know in myself I have nothing to give, but Lord, all I can do is yield to your anointing, to your spirit, to your leading. Lord, I ask you to take control now. Touch every heart that's here today, Lord. May they pull on your word, Lord. Lord, give us faith to believe in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. There will be two in the field, and one will be taken and one will be left. And I want to say this, that is a reality of what's going to take place. That there will be two that will be walking together. God's going to take one in a rapture, and the other's going to be left. And, you know, both will have opportunities, And you know, life gets very busy in this life, and raising children and going to work and paying taxes, or wars going on, inflation's going on. Life gets so busy, but in the midst of it all being busy,
right,
two's going to be there. He's going to take one and he's going to leave one. Two will be in the field. And for me, you know, I look back at the scriptures and I think of Samson and how Samson was a lot like the church. And Samson did not call himself to be what he was. This was something that God did. God's the one that called Samson. Do you believe that?
Right.
You know, you never called yourself to be a son or daughter of God. You never called yourself to be in this hour. God put you and I in this hour, and God's the one that does the calling.
Right.
And let's go to Judges chapter 14, verses 5 and 6. Again, we're speaking on a hidden power projected this morning. It says, "Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother to Timnath, and come to the vineyards of Timnath. And behold, a young lion roared against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand. But he told not his father or his mother what he had done." Samson had a hidden power, and Samson, he never stood a chance against a lion in himself. Do you believe that? No, if Samson in himself on this path and a lion come toward him, he had no chance against that lion.
Right.
It was the Spirit of God that come upon Samson, and that's what gave Samson the victory. Right. Because the Holy Spirit was his hidden weapon. The Holy Spirit was his hidden power.
Right.
Samson was a little ruddy guy until the Spirit of God come upon Samson. And I want to say this, that the church of the living God has a hidden power available. But if we don't have that Spirit of God, we are just like everybody else.
Right.
If Samson did not have the Spirit of God come upon him when he faced that lion, he would die just like any other man.
Right.
I'm here to tell you, it don't matter if you just know about the message or if you go to a message church. If you do not have the Spirit of God, you are just like everybody else.
Right.
It's the Spirit of God that makes the difference.
Right.
It's the Spirit of God that makes the difference between the two at the well.
Amen.
The church of the living God has a hidden power available. And without that hidden power, we are just like everybody else.
Yeah, right.
Listen to what Brother Branham says. He says, "I can see Samson. He was on his road to see his girlfriend. A little sissy boy going to mommy, fix his little curls up. And here he was going down to see his little girlfriend. And a great big lion run out and roared at him." Excuse me. He was helpless. And the Bible said that the Spirit of God come on him. And he grabbed that lion like it was a goat and tore it in two. What a man he was when the Spirit of God come on him.
Right.
He had a hidden power that had been given him. Well, that same Spirit of God is the Holy Ghost. It's a hidden power. Yes, and he slew that lion as if he had been a kid. How powerful he was, because he had a hidden power. Now, the man with his hidden power is not so much. You could operate on him and find it. The doctors might cut him into pieces, and he looked like an ordinary man, and they wonder at it. Some people think it's a rabbit foot that you rub behind your ear. That isn't it. It's the power of the Holy Ghost that's been brought in by divine grace, by our God, our Father. Fill that individual with his presence. You shall receive life, eternal life, Zoe, God's own life dwelling in you. Oh, what a hidden power.
Man.
If you were to look at a believer, when I say a believer, I'm talking about someone that is filled with the Holy Spirit, that is walking under the leadership of God, there will be victories in that person's life. And somebody can look at them and somebody else and say, "What's different? What makes the difference between this person and this person? What makes them different?" If you were looking at their toes, they're the same. Fingers, they're the same. Eyeballs, they're the same. Their car, it's the same. What is it that makes the difference? The Spirit of God.
Yes, man.
Brother and sister, what's the difference between the two and the well? The one that's taken, the one that's left. What's the difference?
Right.
The Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen. When Samson slew that lion, he was projecting a hidden power. And it's just like a light bulb that has the ability. There's electricity in the walls. But how do you know there's electricity? You can take a light bulb and connect it, and that the light bulb is the projection of the power. The light bulb shows there's power here. And that's the way it is with a believer, brother and sister, that will take a divine promise of God and believe that word and connect to that power. You right. are the evidence right. that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Right.
I remember when I was at my dad's house several years ago, and I had to go out to his shed in the backyard, and it was dark. I went out there and I flipped the switch, and no light come on. I said, "Dad, you ain't got no electricity back here." He said, "Yeah, there is. There's electric out there. The bulb's probably just burned out." I said, "No, it's not working." He said, "I think it works." I looked over on the shelf, and there was an old dusty light bulb with dirt daubered all over it. I reached over and grabbed that light bulb that looked perfectly fine, shook it up, and you hear the little jingle that you hear. Sure enough, it's dead. And this light bulb that was dirty with dirt daubered all over it, it was filthy and under all the trash and all these things sitting in the shed. Probably been sitting there forever. Had nothing, no life in it.
Right.
But what was it? I took that dirt, that light bulb, and stuck it up there. It's connected it to the current. And then I tell you, brother and sister, through the dirt daubered, through the dust, through everything, the light right. shined through.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you what made the difference. We got it connected to the current.
Right.
And that's the way it is with a believer. You can have all just the quotes all you want to, but you've got to be connected to the power.
Amen.
You've got to be connected to the one it's talking about.
Amen.
Because that's the one that will shine through.
Amen.
To
right.
me, the saddest thing in the world is see someone that looks like they're dying from the inside out when you don't have to.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Without electricity, that light bulb is just like any other. It just has the potential to be a light bulb. It's not even a light bulb. I can take this water bottle and put the connections in it, and if it connects to the current, this would be more of a light bulb than what it was. You catch what I'm saying?
Amen.
I don't want to be just a believer that's got quotes.
Amen.
I want the current.
Amen.
Right.
Life
Amen.
On the inside of me. Amen.
Yes.
Samson was the goodman of this house. If Samson would have been faithful and wise servant, he would have stayed away from Delilah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Samson had to override the warning of the Holy Spirit to keep going to see Delilah. And just like Achan, when Achan took those Babylonian garments and put it in his tent, let me tell you something, brother and sister, he knew what he was doing was wrong.
Yep.
He had to override that voice and keep doing it, and he reaped the benefits of a judgment.
Yep.
Listen to me, brother and sister, you will know if you're doing wrong. I'm not saying you're doing wrong, but you know. How many knows what I'm talking about?
Right.
When you are walking in air, you know you're walking in air.
Right.
And you usually get mad at the person that's trying to tell you the truth. Samson had grieved the Holy Spirit and become so numb to it that he didn't even realize that the power was gone. The church had lost its hidden power, and it didn't realize it. Could you imagine? Grieving the Holy Spirit so much, you didn't even realize the Holy Spirit's gone. And he assumed that God was with him. If Samson would have run into a lion at that moment, if his backslidden condition, if Samson would have run into that lion at that moment, he would have died by a lion.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you, how many lions have you fought in this life that should have killed you, but by his Spirit of God, you overcome that devil?
Man. Man.
How many one of you? I can look back, every one of you can look back at your life and say, this was not me. I was going down the road unexpectedly. This lion come against me. By all rights, I should have died there, but the Spirit of God come upon me and I overcome that thing that was trying to kill me.
Amen.
Every person, if you have it, you say, Lord, I want that experience.
Right.
But Samson, during his backslidden condition, when he walked through there, if he would have met that lion at that time, he would have died. And the evidence of that is because they took him, that the man that once prevailed, took his eyeballs out and stripped him down and actually brought him to a humiliation. There were warnings given to Samson that this woman will try to kill you. Pastor Brother Daniel is trying to say, there will be warnings trying to tell you that this influence that's trying to come against you is trying to kill you. It's trying to kill your experience in God. It's trying to kill your experience with leadership. It's trying to kill your experience with your ministry. It's trying to kill everything. It's an influence. It's trying to come against you. And if he would have beheld the scriptures, behold what he had been taught, he would have seen red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. So many times when somebody gets hurt, it's not an accident. It's because you overrid the things that you know you're not supposed to do. I shouldn't be doing this when we do it anyway. I shouldn't be doing this when we do it anyway. I shouldn't be doing it. And then you get hurt. You get injured. Whereas there were red flag, red flag, red flag. I'm telling you, stop, 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 stop. How many times did Achan have a red flag? Stop, don't do it. Stop, don't do it. Stop, don't do it. How many times did Samson have a red flag coming against? Get away from that woman. Quit messing with that woman. Quit messing with that woman. What happened? Little by little, he'd get by with it. He'd do it again. He'd get by with it. He'd do it again. He'd get by with it. Listen, brother and sister, there's going to come a time when you don't get by with it.
Right.
Satan will keep trying to woo you away from the promise of the word, because if you stay behind the word, you are victorious and Satan cannot do nothing to you.
Right.
But what he will do is woo you away from the promise of the word, where you are away from that protection of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. This is for every person in the building. I thought the same thing I'm preaching about. Amen.
Amen.
Delilah's intent was not for Samson's well-being. Let's go back to before Samson was born. In Judges chapter 13, verses 1 through 5. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold now, thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines.
Man.
Samson had nothing to do with the calling that was placed on his life. God moved on this mother's heart before he was even conceived. I want you to think about it. In your own life, before you were even conceived, there was a message already coming forth of what you are called to do.
Right.
I believe you were called for this hour. I'm assuming this is my water here. I don't know. If it is, I'm going to share it. We're brothers, right? Better than bubble gum, right, Brother Tony? Yeah, some of you know what I'm talking about. A message was given by an angel to this woman, and it was a commission that was given for Samson before he was ever even conceived. An angel had visited her to give her a message that she would give birth, and the angel instructed her how to raise him. She told her husband of the message. She said, I met an angel in the field. The angel gave me a message. And he told me, I'm going to give a child. I'm going to have a child. And this is how we are supposed to raise the child. And the husband says, well, I got to hear this myself. And we'll just read the scripture. In Judges chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. And Manoah arose and went after his wife and came to the man and said unto him, art thou the man that spakest unto the woman? He said, I am. And Manoah said, now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child? How shall we do unto him? And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, of all that I said unto the woman, let her be aware. She may not eat anything that cometh of the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean. All that I commanded her, let her observe. The angel commanded them to stay with the message that was given to her.
Yep.
And all that I commanded, observe. Are you catching what I'm saying? The angel came to her and said, you're going to have a child. And this is how you need to raise the child. And the husband said, what should we do? Let me go ask him myself. He said, the message I gave her, stay with that message. And all that it is, observe it. And raise this child this way. She had instruction from an angel of how to raise the child.
Yeah.
Samson. This mother and father was given a message by an angel, and he said, this is how you raise him. And I want to show you this. It was not his mother and father's responsibility to bail him out every time he got in trouble. Hello? Samson, later on when he got in trouble, he does not say, mama and daddy come bail him out. No, Samson had to face it himself. Why? Because you will reap what you sow.
Right.
Two standing under the wind of will. I want you to remember that. You will reap what you sow.
Right.
Many times the children will sow bad seed and then the parents do a lot of the reaping. Samson was given good instruction by his parents. But it was up to Samson to observe and apply the instructions from his mother and his father. Hey, if you've got a mother and father that will instruct you in the right ways, you are blessed.
Right.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 through 25 says, my son, keep my father's commandment, forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart. Tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. That was kind of funny. I come across this scripture because I was talking to some guys yesterday. I said, never in my life have I ever in my life seen a woman say, you know what, if she had big fluffy eyelashes, she'd be absolutely beautiful. For the life of me, I don't understand that. I saw this scripture. Well, even in the Bible. I cut them out, man. Some of the poor girls who had them things so long you can't even open their eyeballs, like tangles up, you know. You know it's true. The scripture says, if you will bind, take the instruction that's been given to you, and you stay with the instruction, it will instruct you, you stay away from that.
Right.
Stay away from this woman that will pull you away with flatteries. Stay away from this influence that will pull you away from flattery. It will pull you to flatteries away from the Word of God.
Right.
The flatteries, amen. The scripture says, her heart is not with thee. If Samson would observe all the instructions from his father, mother and his father, he would have stayed away from Delilah. If he would have observed the commandments, he would have saw the red flags. How many times people sitting in prison can look in prison, sitting behind those bars, and they can look back and say, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. It's only by the grace of God that Brother Daniel is not in jail. Because you know what? Before I served the Lord, brother and sister, I did things by all rights. I should be sitting there right with everybody else. But by his grace.
Right.
Amen. So me, I've never done that. How many of you lied in Texas? How many of you went way over the speed limit? This is why it's so important that we read our Bible and pray every day.
Right.
The instructions were given by an angel, and the instructions by his parents was a hidden power projected. Listen to me, parents. Whenever you stay and you hold on to an angel's message and you are projecting that message to your children, it is a hidden power projected over those children.
Right.
And they are observing and they are seeing it. Token life is a hidden power that to be projected. And to live a life worthy of the gospel, it is a hidden power. Here in Laodicea, when it's total darkness, and the only way you can live this the life of Christ, only way we can live a life worthy of the gospel is by a hidden power. Amen?
Right.
I'm going to show you something just real quickly, and we'll get back on track. But you know, when Mary gave birth to Jesus, God provided both sperm and egg. If it was half God and half Mary, it would have never worked. It would have utterly failed. It could never produce the Messiah.
Right.
And brother and sister, that's the same way it is with you and I.
Right.
It has to be all God.
Right.
Because in your best ability, you can never live this gospel.
Amen.
No and your best ability in yourself, you cannot do it. If God put the life on the inside of you to something that will want the word, God will put the Holy Spirit inside you that will go with that life, and it is that life that will live the gospel.
Amen.
In your best ability, in yourself, you can never do it. But if you will yield to His Spirit and say, God, I can't do it, He can.
Right.
Because He is the hidden power.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Right.
Mary, without that Holy Spirit, was just like everybody else.
Right.
She had to be in the upper room just like everybody else. Hello?
Yeah.
It's just like you and me. Without the Holy Spirit, we are just like everybody else. Amen?
Right. Yeah.
Mary, in her best ability, could not produce the Messiah. Jesus, if Jesus was to come halfway, He would have been imperfect. Jesus would have been imperfect. Jesus come as a man, absolutely as a man, but with all my heart, I don't believe He come out with Mary's nose.
No.
And Mary's eyeballs.
No.
He was all God.
Right.
He was a man. He was tempted like a man. But the difference was there was a hidden power inside of Him that made Him, as a man, whenever Lazarus died, as a man, He wept. But as full God, He put His foot on the brim of the boat and said, peace be still.
Mm-hmm.
And the storm stopped.
Right.
And brother and sister, that's exactly the way you and I, when we fall flat on our face, when we try to fight that lion by ourselves, we are just like any other man.
Right.
I'm
going
to tell you, when the Spirit of God, the anointing of God comes upon you, you can rip that lion apart as a kid.
Right.
You can do it. Not in yourself. Not that you're going out and saying, I'm going to go pick a fight with a lion. If you've got any common sense, you would never want to do that in the first place. But whenever you are walking this life as a son and daughter of God, and you've got something inside you, mind you, you did not call you to yourself to this. God called you to this. God called you to be a son and daughter of God. God called you before the foundation of the world. God's the one that put something inside you, that something you did not put there. God put it there. And you've got, what am I talking about? Something that will respond to the word. Something inside you that says, I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe this word. Somebody else may not believe it, but I believe it. What is it? Something God put there. But you know, just having that is not enough to get you the answer. You've got to have the Holy Ghost. Because when that Holy Ghost comes to that hunger, that's what projected, that's what brings you the new birth. That's what makes you live a new life. That's what caused you to live a life worthy of the gospel. That's what will slay the lion and the bear. That's the thing that will conquer Goliath, the Spirit. You can have the word all you want to, just the word, but the latter killeth. But it's the Spirit that gives life.
Right.
You need the Spirit, brother and sister. You want to know why you ain't happy anymore? You got away from the Spirit. You get the Spirit back, you'll be happy again.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I know. I have been there.
Amen.
But we talked about the little bubble, the stream that's going through. That's just a bubbling. Why do you bubble? Because the deer drinks fine in there. Why this person? No. Why? Something inside me makes me bubble.
Right.
And that's the way it is with the believer. But sometimes we get that stopped up. Samson got it stopped up. Satan cannot defeat you when you are standing on the word. So what will Satan do? He will woo you away from the word where you will grieve the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And then when you grieve the Holy Spirit, you are just like any other mortal man.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
There was a hidden power. And the hidden power was a message from an angel. When Samson stopped observing the instructions, that's what I'm saying. When Samson stopped observing the instructions, he began to grieve the Holy Spirit. Samson thought he still had the power. He didn't even realize that he had grieved the Holy Spirit, and to the point it wasn't even there.
Yep.
Samson thought he had it under control. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 23, verses 1 through 7. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. Stop here just a moment. I'll tell you something. How it's neat, interesting how time, you see stuff in time. I don't know if y'all saw that here a while back, but President Trump was in another country, and they brought a drink to that other guy and brought the drink to Trump. Trump held the glass, kept holding that, And they come around, he handed the glass over to somebody else. He said, I am not going to drink from another ruler because I don't know what I'm drinking. I thought that was a pretty good question.
Yeah.
In the natural. When thou sittest, eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. And put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle toward the heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For he thinketh in his heart, so is he, or as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he, unto thee, but his heart is not with thee. Don't partake of what they're doing out there with their dainty meats. Well, if only I could live like this. If only I could have this. If don't get me wrong, I'd love to retire too. But don't let that be your primary focus. If only I could retire like this, because I promise you, their heart is not with thee.
Right.
Our heart and our focus on, I need the Spirit of God today.
Right.
I need the anointing of God today. I need the leadership of the Holy Ghost today. Because you know what? If you're doing that and that leads you to do that, fine. But you gotta be careful, because if you're not careful, you'll be focusing so much on that you've left the Holy Spirit. And you are struggling and you're worrying and you're fretting and you're looking at all this and how am I gonna do it? How am I gonna do this? And you've completely left the very one that can provide everything that you have need of.
Right.
Amen. I want to retire too. I am gonna say, you gotta have wisdom. Catch what Brother Daniel's saying, because those riches will fly away. The more you try to grab it, they'll fly away. And you're sitting here fighting for it, and you're completely missing the purpose of the mission.
Right.
Being led by the Spirit of God. There will be temptation to be like the rest of the world. Hollywood will tempt us to live like them. The nominal church world will tempt us to live like them. There will be temptation to have our eyes on riches. Hollywood will tempt us to dress like them. Nominal church world will tempt us to dress like them, act like them.
Right.
But young lady, I'm going to tell you something. It will try to get you to relax. Just relax. Don't worry. Delilah, without a doubt, as Samson was with her and he was feeling the conviction of the Holy Ghost, I should not be doing this. I should stop this. I shouldn't be doing this. Without a doubt, Delilah said, just relax. It's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry about the judgments. Don't worry about rapture. Don't worry about great tribulation period. Just relax. Just calm down. Delilah was subtle. Delilah was something that would want you to just don't worry about a thing. Just relax. And let me tell you, the Laodicean spirit will try to get you to just relax.
Yeah.
Just go to church. You just sing a couple of specials. You just give your offering and tithes whenever you're able to. You just do this. The Laodicean spirit will get you to relax, 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 or you are lukewarm. You're not all the way out in the world, but you're not on fire for God either. You're just relaxing. Listen to me, brother and sister. This is a devil that we are all fighting.
Right.
He will try to get you to... Samson did not try to be a bad person. Delilah was not some ugly woman. Delilah, without a doubt, would have been something that would have captivated. When he seen her, it was just captivating. And he would try to get his mind off of it, captivating. It just kept rolling in. I'm going to tell you, that's the way temptations of this world can be, brother and sister. It's not going to be something you don't enjoy. It will be something that makes you feel good.
Right.
And it will be something that you will try to resist. You'll try to resist, and that devil will just keep shining it and keep shining it, and you know your own personal temptation. He'll keep shining it until you just relax. Don't worry about it. Lulling you to sleep, and the whole time he's doing that, he is wooing you away from the Holy Spirit. Because Satan has a plan. He wants you to be a lion. And he knows if you are standing fortified behind the word, when that lion comes, you'll rip him apart. The harvest. Listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Satan knows if I can get them away from the blessing, if I can get them away from the hidden power of God, they'll be like anybody else.
Right.
Listen, Brother Dale, I'm trying to tell you, because Satan's got a lion coming.
Right.
You need to be ready for your lion. How do you be ready for your lion? By staying tuned to the hidden power. Where you're walking with the Spirit. How many times have you gone and the Lord will warn you about don't go where, don't do this? What was it? It was God warning you.
Right.
It was a hidden power. I remember when I was going to pray for somebody and that day and had no idea that I'll look back at it now, hindsight 2020. I can see many times where I was going through and had no idea I was going to be fighting a line, but the Lord tell me, you're going to pray for somebody today. Have no idea why. I'm going to pray for some. I have no idea who they are. I have no idea when it's going to be. God will tell me early that morning, and that whole day, all I'm doing is I'm being in tune to that Spirit, tuned with that Spirit, tuned with that Spirit,
right.
Listening. Because, Lord, what is it going to be? Where is it going to be? What's it going to be? What was it? I was connected to a hidden power. And then whenever that time comes, this is it. And you can have confidence and pray and see God absolutely heal. Absolutely
right.
Do the miraculous. Why? Because I was connected to that hidden power.
Amen.
Listen
right.
to me, brother and sister. It's not just ministers that pray, it's whosoever. You believe this gospel, you believe this word, these signs
right.
shall follow them that believe.
Right.
You are the one that can do. These signs shall follow you.
Right.
But you know what? You got to be tuned with that Spirit, walking
right.
in His Spirit, connecting to that power where you are listening to His voice. You're walking with Him. You're talking to Him. He's unctioning you. God's moving you. And you're swaying on a daily walk, walking with the Lord. When you're doing that, brother and sister, you aren't fooling around with Delilah. Because you're talking to Him. You're dancing with Him. I thought many times, by making the joke, my wife was saying, you know, if we were dancing together, and I had her with me, brother and sister, and I've got her close to me, and we're dancing, and we're swaying, and we're together, and we're in harmony, I don't have to speak real loud to her. I can just whisper. Why? Because she is with me. We are unctioning. We're dancing together. And you know what? When you dance, there's one that leads. If you both try to lead, you're going to be fighting one another. She has to follow my leadership. And as I'm dancing and I'm swaying, all she's got to do is follow me. Follow my tune. Follow my beat. If I'm going this way, you know what to do. What is it? She's in tune with me.
Right.
And I can whisper things to her that nobody else can hear. Why? Because it is a private communication. What am I talking about? The bride in Christ. When you are walking with the Holy Ghost. So close, united, nobody else knows what you're talking about. They may think you look like a fool. They could even know how to dance. Look at them. Brother Daniel ain't got no rhythm. Look at this. They ain't got nothing. I don't care what they say. I've got my bride. I've got my wife. And we're walking together. And that's the way that I feel. And I'm walking with God. When I've got the Holy Spirit and I'm walking with Him, I can feel His arms around me. Hello.
Right.
When I'm speaking to Him, when I'm auctioning with the Holy Spirit, God's moving me. And one of these mornings, He said, we're going to do it tomorrow. Get ready. When I'm walking with the Lord, here comes the rapture. Get ready.
Right.
It will be easy.
Amen.
If I'm going to do a twirl with that young lady as we're dancing, I am not going to make it hard. She will know. She will be ready. Because she's with me.
Right.
And brother and sister, if Samson would have been walking with God during that time, he could not be with Delilah. Now listen to me. He will draw you away from Delilah to keep us together from Him with one another. Satan will draw you away with your Delilah. Every person in here has a Delilah. Every person in here has a temptation. Amen.
Amen.
Baby, you really missed it because I come so close to pulling you up there. I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, that may sound like a silly allegory, but that's the simplest as I know how to project it, but being a Christian,
mm-hmm.
when you are walking with the Spirit.
Amen.
When Delilah does that, remember, Delilah's heart is not with you. The world is not intent on leading you into the rapture. And listen to what I'm saying. Worldly counsel is not, their heart is not to lead you to a holy life.
Right.
Worldly counsel is not going to lead you to a holiness. How many knows you need good counsel?
Amen.
What's good counsel? Godly counsel that will take you back to this Bible.
Amen.
He going to tell you something. If you got counsel and it's taking you away from this, you better shut that counsel off. Because that counsel is Delilah. Identified. I'm going to ask you, how many red flags do you need to say, I need to stop following this? That's poison right there. Well, let's go a little further and see if it gets more. Well, that's a little bit more poison. Let's go a little further. A little bit more poison. At what point do you need to stop? At what point is enough enough?
Right.
You say, this is Delilah over there. I'm staying with this.
Right.
Listen to me, young people. Whenever the red flags are given to you of saying, this is taking me away from the word, how many red flags do you need? Yeah. If we will be quick to say, hey, I'm not going that way. I'm staying with this. Mm-hmm. I use an illustration with Malachi here. I'm going back. And Hannah. We were bowling. And I can usually bowl pretty good for about 3 bowls. Not 3 games. 3 bowls. Like, wow, Dad's on fire. That's it. But when you're bowling, you look at this high score at the end of that bowling, and that's the max points that you can possibly get. And the longer that game goes, that max points get smaller, 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 smaller. Your max potential gets smaller and smaller and smaller. That is your opportunities. That is your move for the Lord. In this life, that is your opportunity, brother, sister, of you have potential of what God wants to do in your life. Listen to me, young people. That is your potential that God can do you. But what you know what? The more you mess up, the more you follow Delilah, the more you do that, that score gets smaller, 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 smaller. You are limiting your own self. Take advantage of the opportunity as a young person and say, I want to serve God now. I want to live it now. I don't want to make those mistakes and have those things in my life later on. Start right now.
Amen.
And if you feel like you have gotten away from the Lord and you feel like you've been, let me listen to what Daniel say. It's as simple as this. Stop right now. Don't go any further in that direction. Say, Lord, I am not going to go that direction anymore. I want you, Lord. I need your leadership. I have made mistakes. If you'll be honest with God, that's all he wants.
Right.
Me as a father, when my children are little, I do not want to spank my children. I do not. How many fathers love to spank your children? Of course not. You love your children. They're your babies. You love them. God's the same way. He don't live just saying, man, I cannot wait to whoop that sister Lisa today. Just do one little thing. Oh, thank you. No, he loves sister Lisa. He loves her. God loves you. He wants you to make it. God wants to do great things in your life. God wants to bless you. He wants to work in your life. God wants to do these things. He doesn't want to thrash you. He don't want to take you behind the woodshed. God wants you to be obedient. Because the more obedient you can be to God, the more he can use you. How many of you want to be used by God? I'm telling you, that's the victory, brother and sister. Because if you're being used by God and you're doing what God called you to do as a son and daughter of God, it's just like dancing. You're not even messing with the lie because you're focused on what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
But you know what? Most people in the work, when they have accidents, because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. If they were doing their job, they would have never been doing that stuff. Hello? If David would have been where he was supposed to be with his men, he would have never fell with Bathsheba. But you know what David did? Rather than being with his men, he was at home. With the temptation, playing around with the temptation, looking at Bathsheba over here, rather than being with his men. If he would have been on point doing what he was called to do, he would have been messed up in that nonsense. But because he was messing with Delilah, so to speak, because he was not focused on the mission. You got to focus on the mission of a son and daughter of God, of listening to his spirit. You know what? The denomination, you know why they denominate? They get away from the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And it's not just out there. That can happen right in here. You get away from the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you are a denominated individual. We do not want to be denominated.
No.
Am I telling the truth this morning?
Amen.
If you're just walking through the motion, well, I'm following the church rules. I must be okay. You're a denominated Christian. God has not called you to that. God called you to be a son of God. They that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. It's when you're led by His Spirit, you're listening to Him.
Amen.
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 I do not want to be denominated. I don't care what anyone else does. This right here is what matters. Let me tell you something. Those two standing at the meal, it don't matter what everyone else does. It's going to matter what you did.
Right.
Because that's the only person you're going to get an account for. Delilah was telling Samson, just relax. Don't worry about the judgment. Don't worry about the rapture. Just relax. The Lord delayeth his coming. You will deliver yourself just as before. All the times that you've defeated the devil, you'll do it again. Don't worry. Just relax. Just as you killed 1,000 men with a jawbone, just relax. You'll do it again. Samson did not realize that by getting into Delilah, that he was getting away from the hidden power.
Yep.
And listen to what I'm saying. The church giving in to the world has gotten her away from the hidden power. This is what Brother Graham says about this. He says, and there he stands. So it must have been a breathtaking time as these drunken soldiers and women with their cocktail glasses in their hands, I can hear it echo across the halls. So this is Samson, the mighty man of God, mighty man of valor, the great warrior standing in that condition. I'd imagine through those warriors, all they stood with their arms around their modern Hollywood sweethearts, their fine tinsel jewelry dangling, the members of the great church of Dagon. I imagine some of them could remember that by the name of Samson, his very name shook them. His very name brought fear upon them, for he was anointed of God. Many of them remembered it. Many of the soldiers standing there could remember, see him standing with a jawbone of a mule in his hand and 1,000 Philistines laying there. How could it happen? When the jawbone of a mule hit one of those helmets, it practically an inch and a half thick, solid brass. While you strike a helmet with the jawbone of a mule, that mule's jaw would fly to 1,000 pieces. But Samson, with the power of God upon him, beat down 1,000 soldiers, breaking down their shields, laying at their feet. I'd imagine many of those warriors had fled during that time, stood back there and remembered. And this is Samson. They remembered of seeing the jawbone in his hand, saying, who else wants some of this? He was a man who could speak. He was a man who was anointed of God. God promised to bless him. He was the strength of Jehovah. Think of it, Samson, the man that destroyed all these things, killed soldiers, ripped the gates off the city. His very name brought fear in their hearts. When you said the name Samson, the Philistines literally got scared. That's the guy that we put our best against, this guy, and he defeated us over and over and over again. This is Samson? This defeated guy with his eyes plucked out? This is Samson? This is the great warrior? This is the guy that done that? I'm going to tell you, Satan's army is mocking the church of God right now.
Right.
He's mocking. This is the one that defeated us all these times? This is the one? Samson, he was the same man, but what was it? He got away from the Spirit of God. And I'm going to tell you, a church that gets away from the Spirit of God, you're just like any other church.
Right.
Brother and sister, he brought fear in their hearts. Brother Donnie Reagan used to say something that stuck with me when I first come to the Lord. He said, I want it to be when I get out of my bed and put my feet on the ground. The devil will say, God, he's coming back. He's coming back. My gosh, he's coming back. I don't want anymore. It stuck to my heart, brother and sister, because that's what I believe we are called to.
Right.
When you stand on the word, you may be the smallest one in the church, but if you stand on the word with an honest heart before God, the devils tremble.
Amen.
Because they can't do anything with you.
Right.
Because whenever you are obedient to his Holy Spirit and you're standing on the message of an angel, nothing can stand before you. The prophet went around the world. Nothing could stand before you. Why? Not because of the man. Because of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Because of the message that he had. Listen, if we got the same message, if we got the same Holy Ghost, then nothing can stand before you.
Amen.
Because we got the same power.
Amen.
We got the same Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
My goodness, I wish someone would get excited with me.
Amen.
him to be.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Satan's been trying to seduce the believers from trying to get you away from a clear-cut decision to serve Christ.
Amen.
Listen to me. If you ain't walking with a clear-cut decision to serve Christ, you will be wishy-washy. You have got to be standing for something, brother and sister. If you are not standing with this message, standing with the Word of God, you will be wishy-washy.
Amen.
It's the Word of God that stabilizes you.
Amen. Right?
Hello. It's a hidden power.
Amen.
What is it that keeps this believer during all these ages? Everything Satan throws at you, he keeps moving forward. What is it? We're connected to a hidden power.
Right.
Amen. He's a hidden force, brother and sister, but he's just as real as he was when Jesus was walking the shores of Galilee.
Amen.
He's
right.
The same one. He's just as real, just as sure as Brother Branham tried to be a God and he was going the wrong direction, even in his best abilities, trying the best he could. He was still going the wrong way, but God touched him on his back and turned him around.
Amen.
And God moved all the clouds back. And he could see the guideline all the way back to the tower. And all he had to do was grab that guideline and just start walking.
Right.
And this is what Brother Daniel is trying to tell you this morning. Grab that guideline this morning. Brother Daniel, I'm trying the best I can to show you. I'm trying the best I can to push these clouds the other way for you to see that's the guideline, brother and sister.
Amen.
Grab a hold to it.
Amen.
If you'll get a hold of that and start walking with him. Start walking with him. It don't matter where your circumstances are right now. How could you get more blissful? How could you get more defeated looking at Samson? His eyes poked out. Humiliated. Everyone making fun of him. Everybody can see him. Everybody. Philistines would travel for days to come to this ceremony to make fun of Samson. They would travel for days. Did you hear the news? That believer, he fell. Ha ha, that believer fell. Ha ha, making fun of him. They were so excited. It was a revival. Did you hear? That hand of black that defeated all those devils. Did you hear? Oh, we got her. That Elijah Black, all the times he defeated your cousin, your nephew, this devil, this devil, this devil. He defeated all of them. But we got him. And they come for this great ceremony to make fun of him. How could you get any lower feeling? Samson stood there, eyes plucked out, a child leading him around, humiliated, people making fun of him, devils making fun of him. How could you feel any lower? But what did Samson do? He said, put me next to that tower, that pillar over there. He felt so defeated in that because he was resting in his own abilities. But Samson stood there and he said, Lord, once more. One more time, Lord. I want to feel alive again, Lord. I want your current, Lord. I want to feel alive again, God. One more time. So many times I've failed you. So many times I walked away. But, Lord, I'm asking you right here, right now, give it to me, Lord, one more time. And then the Spirit of God honored his humility of a request and said, I will come to that. I will come to this. I will come to a willing heart that says, though I've failed, though I've made mistakes, though I've done this, God, I need you. I need you one more time, Lord. My goodness gracious. How can a believer sit here and not get excited about the Lord's and Lord one more time? I want to see my family saved. I want a revival. I want to see you just showing you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to project that hidden power, Lord. There was a time in the church. There was a power in the church. There was a fear in the church. Satan's tried to woo that away where you need nothing more than just a nominal church service. God hates that. He wants a church service where you believe in his word, where you're looking for him. And you say, there he is. Here he is. He's here. Praise him. He's here. Hallelujah. He's here. What is it? You're looking for a revival. You want a revival. You're hungry for a revival. But people are so full of the world. They're so full of the cares of life. They don't even care. But you know what? There's going to be two at the well. One's going to be taken and one's going to be left. And the one that's left will be put with the hypocrites because they didn't. They stopped trying.
Amen.
I want this revival.
Amen.
I know what it's like to go through and you just feel like you're empty on the inside.
Amen.
You are not called to that. You are called as a son and daughter of God to walk in the Spirit of God. and you might be looking like that old crusty, dirty light bulb. Think my chances are over. No, it's not. You just got to get connected to the source again.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
God's plans for Samson never changed. He said, you're going to deliver. Before he was ever born, there was already a plan for him. Before you were ever born, your name was written on the Lamb's Book of Life. Before you were ever born. And that does not change. Oh God, help me to project the hidden power.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Man.
The Bible says, many of them in that drunken brawl could remember that of Samson. But what was the matter today? There stood Samson, but the Spirit of the Lord didn't come on him no more. He wasn't anointed. He had been stripped of his power by a woman that lured him away from the commandments of the Lord. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, Satan cannot defeat a believer that is fortified behind the Word.
Right.
If you will fortify yourself behind the Word, it don't matter what your circumstances are right now, whether you are in the valley or you are on that mountaintop.
Right.
If you will fortify yourself behind His Word, Satan can't do anything to you.
Right.
He can try.
Hallelujah.
He can do whatever he wants. Listen to me. You'll hear stuff. You'll hear the snarl. You'll hear the growls. You'll hear the nonsense. Stay with the Word. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I don't know how we're going to get this sickness taken care of. I don't know how we're going to do it. But you know what the problem is? We're too worried about what people think.
Mm-hmm.
We're too worried that somebody will think I'm backslid. We're too worried that somebody will look down. Who cares?
Right.
You know what? Do you think Samson was thinking about that whenever he was standing there? Well, I'm afraid somebody will look at me and think I was backslid. You think? Hello? Samson didn't care what anyone had thought. He said, I need God. I need a touch of the Lord. Brother Branham talked this way. He said, I don't care if you got to flop like a chicken on the floor. If that's what it takes for you to get out of your condition, flop like a chicken. Who cares?
Right.
Do what you got to do to get to Him. Do what you got to do to get back to that current. Fight for it. People in this flood right now that were dying the other day, brother and sister, do you think they were worrying about what people thought about how their hair was fixed and all this stuff when they were in that flood? They didn't care. You know why? They were saying, I've got to get out of this current. I've got to get through this. What was it? They were fighting for life. They were fighting to get to that shore. They were fighting. Why? They stopped caring about what they looked at everybody and said, I've got to get to safety. I would to God that people would do just like that. I've got to get back to my position.
Amen.
I've got to get back as a son and daughter of God. I've got to get back. It don't matter what you've done, get back to Him.
Right.
I'm here to tell you, there is a source this morning. There is a source that can take it every bit of the darkness. There is a source that can turn it all around. You got it all black. I remember having a shirt, and I messed that shirt up so bad, and I didn't know what in the world I was going to do with it. My wife was going to be so mad at me because I stained the old white shirt up. And you know what? She wasn't worried a bit because she had some Clorox bleach. She could put that thing inside that bucket and put the Clorox bleach on it, and the thing that looked like an absolute disaster, the Clorox bleach cleaned it up. The Clorox bleach turned it white again. I'm here to tell you, if you will connect to the source, brother and sister, it don't matter what your problem is, if you will connect to the source, God will make it white again.
Amen.
No matter how bad you messed it up, no matter how bad you might have just walked and did it all, it don't matter. Stop where you are and say, God, clean me.
Amen.
Let's let the music come, please. I'm here to tell you there is a source this morning. And He is a God. I was at work yesterday and I was thinking, you know, people tell you under promise and over deliver. And the Lord spoke to me and says, I over promise and I over deliver.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter what your need is this morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you will come to God with an honest heart,
right,
an honest ability, and say, Lord, I want a clean slate.
Amen.
Lord, I want to start this race right here.
Right.
I started this race and I fell flat on my face. Everyone's ahead of me. Lord, I want to start over. There is a source here this morning that can give you a clean slate.
Amen.
You know, mean if you have need of healing, I have a source. Can we play that song, brother? Unless you've got something, go right ahead. It don't matter what it is you have need of. If you need, if you have struggles with finances, if you have a touch of healing in your body, if you've been fighting depression, if you just you're questioning in your life whether I've got the Holy Ghost or not, whether I've got this or not, if you're walking through these things, brother, sister, listen to me. There is a source here this morning.
Amen.
There is a God wire here this morning. But you got to say, you know what? I don't care what anyone else says. I'm getting next to my source. I need a miracle this morning. I need God to part these waters this morning because I can't part them. I can't do it. But I know that He can. I can't restore what I've broken, but He can.
Yeah,
brother and
right.
Sister, God is, we serve a God of restoration. We serve a God that can take something that's broken and put it back together again. We serve a God that wants your relationship. He wants to talk to you. He wants to be lifted here with you. We serve a God that wants to be in harmony with you. And you may say, Brother Daniel, it's been so long since I've danced with the Lord. It's been so long since I've been in tune with the Lord. You know what? You may feel like you're all offbeat and everything. All you need is a good death partner. All you need is a God that can grab a hold of you and stabilize you. And say, stop fretting. Don't worry. I've got you. I've never took my eyes off of you. I've been watching you your whole life. I had plans for you before the foundation of the world. And though you might have messed up, I didn't look at the mistakes. I'm looking at the end time goal. Oh, brother and sister, God's here. He wants to connect with you. God's here. He wants to touch you. He wants to make you feel alive again from your heart and your inside. But you got to reach out to Him. You got to say, God, I want you. I need you, Lord. I need a revival, God. I got to feel alive in you because, God, I don't want to go through this life feeling empty. You don't have to. He's here. He will fill you, brother and sister. He'll fill that void. Oh, God.
Clearly the race that you put before him, Lord. right here, right now, Lord, a clean slate, oh God. Oh, Jesus, I ask you, Father, pour your Spirit out on him today, Lord. Oh, we welcome you, Holy Father. I ask you, Lord, go through every door of his heart, Lord. Feel welcome in this house, oh God. Oh, Lord Jesus, every door, every closet, Lord. If there be anything that's unlike you, Lord, we say, be the Lord of the house, Father. I give it to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, be the God of this house, oh God. I call on you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Provisions to get you right back on track.
Amen.
Amen.
And say, Lord, you lead me and I will follow.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I love you. I love you so much, Lord. I love your presence here, Lord. Lord, I ask you, you would touch your little flock here, Lord. I know you are so mindful of each and every one of them, Lord. You are their shepherd, Lord. And Lord, you would know exactly what they have need of, that they can produce and make the perfect wool that they're called to produce, Lord. Oh God, I ask you, Jesus, that you would touch every little sheep here this morning, Lord, that they could lick that rock, Lord, that they could just get connected to you, Lord, their great shepherd, Lord, and see that you are still in control. You have not lost control. You are still God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are a God of restoration, Lord. Oh Father, I call on your holy name this morning, Lord. I ask you, Jesus, you'd feel welcome here. Touch every heart in Jesus' name.
Through just a basic formula. You know, God has laws that, like laws of physics or whatever, there's laws, spiritual laws, and Brother Daniel was kind of showing you this morning that even the Son of God, if you get away from the things of God, it's going to cost you. That's what happened to Samson. just basic formula. You stay with God and with His Word, and you'll have victory in your life. And when you start letting those things slip, well, then things are going to happen. And so there's so many examples in the Bible, but I was just sitting back there thinking, you know, the distractions is a tactic of war. You know, your enemy will use that. We used it just a few days ago when we went over there and did what we did over in Iraq. We used tactics of distraction, and because of that, they couldn't respond. And Satan tries to do the same things, and so it do us good to ask ourselves, yeah, we probably know. People probably know. When they're, like Brother Daniel said, you know when you're doing wrong. You probably know what it is already that's distracting you, that's causing you not to pray, not to, you know. And the example here that he gave us this morning is all through the Bible is that you know, you're a child of God. Nothing's going to change that. But if we want victory in our lives, then we have to do as Brother Daniel shared with us this morning. And so I trust that everybody feels good in the Lord now, and that everybody has responded to the Lord, to what he had to say this morning. We just want to stay with God's Word. As he said a little while ago, it must be all God. I don't want it to be part of me. I want it to be all God.
Right?
It has to be all God, and it has to be his Holy Spirit upon the Word. The Word in our hearts. You are the Word.
That's right.
You are the Word.
Yes.
But the Holy Spirit is what makes that Word, which is the letter killeth.
Yep.
But with the Spirit, that Word in your life comes to life.
Amen.
And accomplishes those things that God has promised. And God's not going to have a church that's going out with a dud. He has a church that's going to be raptured with all the glories of heaven behind it. Amen.
Right.
And so we know that. God will come to humility. And so in the example there, regardless of what we've done, regardless of how long it's been, you'll just humble yourself back to the very truth. You know, the prophet said that when you walk away from God, when you leave him, and you go down the road, he said, you'll find him right where you left him.
Yeah.
Right? And probably everybody knows right where the Lord spoke to you and you were pulled off track. You probably think about it every day. I know exactly where I went wrong. How many knows what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Right? That's exactly how it is. And you go right, and it's that simple. All you have to do is just go right back to that very spot right there, and he's right there waiting.
Right.
Right there waiting. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I appreciate that song because to me it went right with what Brother Daniel was saying. Just a little talk. But you've got to come back and face the thing that you knew you walked away from. You can't go, you can't circumvent in any way. And so I want to make a plea to you. I know I wouldn't preach this morning like Brother Daniel did, but I want to make a plea to you that until you come back to that spot, you'll walk your entire life
right
without the victory that you could have if you'll just come right back to that spot and just give it back to him, everything.
Amen.
All right? Amen. And so that is a Christian walk. That is a lifelong journey is to learn to come back and come to his word. You can't go any other way. It won't work any other way.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. So we really appreciate the things Brother Daniel shared with us this morning. I was thinking back there a while ago because I was just come through that spell of being sick. And I got up the next day and I thought, I feel better and I'm going to go to work. And I went to work and 3 hours later I come home. Because it's like that when you're sick and it's like that when you're lazy. You're lazy and you're not. You know, the scripture says, bodily exercise profiteth little. It didn't say it didn't profit any, but to exercise ourselves to godliness.
Right.
Right. That's our main goal. Exercise ourselves to godliness. And when you're not active, you've been laying around, sitting around, not doing anything, you can't rise up and shake yourself instantly and be back in the game. You gotta fight. You gotta move to get back in there.
Right.
But what Brother Daniel's telling you this morning is you can get back in there.
Amen.
Right.
But the only way you can get back in there is put forth an effort to resist the devil and make him flee from you.
That's the only way.
And like I said, I'm to plead with you is that take notice if for some reason you can't, for some reason, you just don't feel like you can surrender today, just take notice and put it on the calendar. And if it's a week, a month, year, 10 years from now, you'll still be lacking that thing until you do come back to the very thing that you know right now is a total surrender to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know, it's they have in the world, they have this thing called tough love, you know, but that's it, tough love. You know, parents, you can teach your children the right way, and you know, that's sowing, and you reap good things from that. Child has to go and take that and sow that the obedience to those things to reap those things, right? And so so when the child goes and does the good things, there's a little bit of reaping parents do when they see that their children are doing what's right. But there's also when they don't do what's right. Amen. And so it's tough love. This Bible is true. This word is true. And God has a provided way for everyone to walk in victory. Not everybody's going to be running all over the place. Some people, Brother Ram said, God makes all of us different. Some people are bold and some people are quiet. But in every one of us, in our realm, we have victory. If we do
right.
What God's word says. Amen. We just don't want to do like the prophet said and short circuit God's program. And that's what happens when we don't obey. Amen. So just appreciate Brother Daniel. Amen.
Yeah.
For sharing what was on his heart. Amen. And so we'll let you go here in just a moment. And I want to remind everybody of our meetings next week, next Saturday night at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, the next morning, Sunday morning, at regular time, with Brother Tim Barnes. And he's looking forward to that.
Amen.
And believe, you know, I don't talk to ministers whenever I invite them. I don't tell them anything about what's been preached or anything that might be somebody's going through. I never have. I just leave it alone. I always enjoy it. See if someone from outside come in and speak the word of God, and because that's our God.
Amen.
And so you believe, and if for some reason Brother Tony and Brother Daniel can't stand here and preach to you something that's true and it touch you because maybe you know we might know something about you, then lay it to the Lord and say, but the guy coming next week, he don't. Right? Now, what am I saying? Whatever you've got to do, whether it's flopping in the floor like a chicken, whatever, you put it out there and make it happen. Because God's got to provide a way. He will make it happen, but you got to lay it in his hands. Amen?
Amen?
And so let's just remember those services. You got a closing song? Amen. God bless you.
We've been made.